with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, January 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We'll bring you some MRAC basketball down in Council Bluffs as Mars takes on the Lynx of Abraham Lincoln. Pre-game coverage starts at about 5:15. The girls' game tips at 5:30. Boys will follow at 7 o'clock. Again, you can catch the action right here on KLEM Radio, or you can watch the game live on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel tonight with coverage beginning at 5:15. Let's take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Of course, all this information is found on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. To the wrestling mat first, where the Missouri River Activities Conference Tournament took place in Council Bluffs at Abraham Lincoln High School yesterday. Lamar's competing in the conference tournament takes home fifth place with 122 points scored as a team. Sergeant Bluff Luton won the MRAC tournament with 277.5 points. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln in second. Sioux City East came in third. The Bulldogs only had one wrestler make his championship bout, and he messed around and won it. At 190 pounds, Camden Firehelm is your MRAC champion. Back-to-back years for the MRAC title for Firehelm. He won his meet so darn fast. 31 seconds it took him to pin his opponent from Bishop Heelan, and Camden Firehelm takes home the MRAC title after a long trip down to Council Bluffs. While the Bulldogs did not have anybody else in their championship bout, they did have four wrestle back all the way to third place. That included Caden Sitzman at 106 pounds, Jefferson Sitzman at 138 pounds, Michael Murray at 144, and Keegan Kaiser at 150, all wrestling the backside of the bracket to get to third place in their bracket. Really good showing and a really good tournament for a Bulldog wrestling team that, of course, has been shorthanded as far as injuries are concerned this year. We'll stay on the wrestling mat where the MMCRU wrestling team went all the way out to Manson. Manson Northwest Webster Quad, a few teams out there competing. MMCRU did not get a win in any of their duels. They fell to Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 43-18 and MBAOCOU 41-36. The closest the Royals came was to beating Manson Northwest Webster, a 42-41 loss in the duel. Just one unsportsmanlike conduct point was all that separated that, and the Royals fell in three duels yesterday. But bright spot for Gage Johnson. He wrestled in two duels and he picked up a couple of pins. Went 2-0 for the Royals in his bouts. The rest of the scores from that quad saw GTR Hay beat Manson Northwest Webster 52-30 and then beat MVAOCOU 42-30. And it was Manson Northwest Webster beating MVAOCOU 45-27. We go from the wrestling mat now to the basketball court, where we had a couple of area teams in action yesterday, starting in the War Eagle Conference, where 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's had no problem beating South O'Brien 64-30 in girls basketball. Claire Schrader with 17 points. Carmody Ricky tacked on another 15. Also post-game, they recognized Maya Bunkers for achieving 1,000 career points at Remsen St. Mary's. Only one Hawk girls basketball player in program history, at least in the 5-on-5 era, had scored 1,000 points in her career before. That was Emma Creer, and now two have achieved the mark on the same season in Maya Bunkers and program's leading scorer, Whitney Jensen. It was Trinity Christian beating MMCRU in Remsen last night, 39-32. Also in the War Eagle Conference, Alta Aurelia beat West Sioux 67-34, and Boyden Hull took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn 63-52. Out to the Western Valley Conference, where it is conference tournament time. Always a fun time in the Western Valley. The girls got things started yesterday with a quarterfinal round, and there would be no upsets in the Western Valley Conference tournament. Second seed Kingsley Pearson River Valley and put on a defensive clinic over 7-seed Lawton Bronson, holding the Eagles to just 20 points in a 52-20 win. Sydney Duskett led the way offensively with 18 points, 8 rebounds. She had 2 assists and 2 steals. Julia Howe with some nice offensive production off the bench. scored 8 points, and also defended well with 3 steals and 2 boards off the bench for KPRV as they move on to the semifinal round. The Panthers will take on MVAOCOU in the semifinal round of the conference tournament. The Rams beat OABCIG in the 3-6 matchup, 68-40. The other semifinal contest will see top seed and third ranked Westwood, who defeated Woodbury Central last night, 55-25, and 4 seed West Monona, who beat 5 seed Ridgeview, 61-40. So once again, no upsets in the Western Valley Conference girls basketball tournament. Then out to the MRAC in girls basketball action, where Sioux City North beat Sergeant Bluff Luton, 51-48. To boys basketball yesterday in the War Eagle Conference, South O'Brien knocked off 9th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's 52-50. Those are two of the top teams in the War Eagle Conference this season, and the Hawks just could not quite get over the Wolverines in that one. Landon Waldschmidt had 15 points. Colin Homan had 13 points, including the game-tying basket with about 10 seconds to go in regulation. But South O'Brien got down floor and was able to hit a shot with very little time left on the clock to put away the game. MMCRU gets another nice win. The Royals are playing some good basketball, defeating Trinity Christian 47-42. Alta Aurelia over West Sioux 60-49, and Boyden Hall thumped Hartley Melvin Sanborn 62-24. Western Valley Conference boys basketball saw OABCAG beat Siouxland Christian 86-44. Well, we've gone from wrestling to basketball, so why don't we finish off the trifecta of winter sports and go to the bowling alley, where in girls bowling action, MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Cherokee Bowling defeated OABCIG 2372-1903. Brianna Staub with a 385 series best score for the Royals individually, a 205 best game. Aubrey Klein, pretty consistent, shot a 325. Her best game was a 165. Then to the boys matchup, this one was tight, just 19 pins separated these two programs, but MMCRU RSM Cherokee came out on top of OABCIG, defeating the Falcons 2805-2786. Now, how about the series for Austin Klein? He shot a 460 in 2 games. One of those games was a 289. Austin Klein comes 11 pins away from a perfect game in competition. But I'd be happy with a 289 if I was him as well. Colby Penning shot a 413, the only two Royals to get above 400 for a series. Penning's top game was a 225. Ho-hum at that one, too, as both MMCRU RSM Cherokee bowling teams remain unbeaten on the year. You can check out all these scores, of course, at any time from any day by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, a new set of girls basketball rankings for this upcoming week. And of course, next week we get brackets for class 1A, 2A, and 3A girls basketball. So these rankings are getting much more important as the season goes along, starting in class 1A, where North Lynn is the number one team in the state. Newell Fonda is number two. Martinsdale St. Mary's ranked number three. Remsen St. Mary's stays put at number four. That top four has not really budged a whole lot this season. St. Albert is ranked number five in Class 1A. George Little Rock dropped one spot. War Eagle Conference member there. They are now number 15. Over to Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains at the top. Panorama's number two. Westwood number three. Sioux Central is up to four. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont ranked number 5. Central Lions ranked number 7, and the Hinton Blackhawks have evidently impressed somebody in the rankings. They have moved back up 3 spots to number 11. They were at number 11 for quite a while earlier in the year, then kind of fell out of the rankings out of nowhere. They only lost to Remsen St. Mary's and fell out of the rankings, but good to see the Blackhawks kind of back where they belong at 11, just on the outside of the top 10. Over to Class 3A, where Mount Vernon's the number 1 team in the state. Des Moines Christian's number 2. Esterville-Lincoln Central 3, Roland Story 4, and Solon is number 5. A couple of Lakes Conference schools in the 3A rankings as well. Spirit Lakes number 10, Cherokee is ranked number 12. Finally, to Class 4A, this is where a lot of movement happened. Clear Creek Amana is the new number one team in the state. Waverly Shell Rock's up to two. Bishop Heelan did move up two spots to number three. Yes, they did lose to Lamar's, but they also beat the number one team in the state, Dallas Center Grimes, who's now number four. North Polk is ranked number five. Lamar's had two polar opposite games, a 38-point loss to a ranked East squad, and a victory over Bishop Heelan. Well, that kept them the same. The Bulldogs are still ranked number 7 in Class 4A. Still a good spot. They can still get home court all the way through the regional tournament. As long as they stay in that spot, they are still also able to lose one spot to number 8 and keep that distinction. Finally, to Class 5A, Johnston's number 1, Davenport North 2, Dowling Catholic 3, Waukee 4, and Ankeny Centennial's number 5. Sioux City East ranked number 12, and Sioux City West moved up one spot to number 14. Those rankings can be found in their entirety. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. We now go to the sports schedule for today, and of course, it is a big day happening at the Tyson Events Center all throughout the day. The Hinton Blackhawk and Lamar's Bulldog girls wrestling programs competing at Super Regionals at the Tyson Events Center. That gets started this morning and continues all throughout the day. Best of luck to both programs. Of course, Lamar sent a ton of wrestlers to state last year in Super Regionals. This is Hinton's first year as a program in Super Regional Wrestling, which both programs. The best of luck. Hopefully plenty of girls wrestlers heading to Extreme Arena in Coralville in the not too distant future. Over to basketball tonight in the Missouri River Conference. Lamar's is at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. We've got the coverage here on KLEM with pregame starting at 5:15. You can watch the game as well on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Sioux City West is at Sioux City North. Bishop Heelan's at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson's at Sioux City East. In Weigel Conference basketball, Gatlin Catholic's at South O'Brien. Hinton is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. MMCRU's at West Sioux. Akron Westfield at Harris Lake Park. And George Little Rock is at Trinity Christian. Finally, to the Western Valley Conference, the Boys Basketball Conference Tournament begins tonight. Kingsley Pearson River Valley is the number one seed in the conference tournament. They'll host 8-seed West Monona. 5-seed OABCIG is at the 4-seed Westwood. 6-seed MVAOCOU is at 3rd-seeded Ridgeview. And the 2nd-seed Lawton Bronson hosts 7-seed Woodbury Central. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports. And tune in tonight to high school basketball from Council Bluffs. Whether it's on air, online, video streaming, we've got you covered starting at 5:15 as the Bulldogs take on Abe Lincoln right here on KLEM. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.